The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback. I'm Major Jackson, and this is The Slowdown. Several years ago, I attended the celebration for a retiring colleague at Vanderbilt University. Professor Hortense Spiller's essays on American literature are some of the most cited. Her writings on Zora Neale Hurston, William Faulkner, and Toni Morrison have influenced several generations of literary scholars across the globe. Many were in attendance. I was moved to hear of the impact of her essays and the testimonials of how she interrogates Black culture, gender, and racism, often through rigorous psychoanalytic and post-structuralist methods. My words here do not capture the spirit of her scholarship, born out of love and a richness of mind. Nor do they capture the essence of the gathering. As each distinguished professor expressed their full-throated gratitude, the audience laughed and cried. All the while, Hortense listened and nodded. I wondered, why don't we celebrate scholars and thinkers more and publicly? Despite the attacks on academic institutions, despite the diminishing power of free inquiry, scholarly work benefits us all. So much critical inquiry is born out of wonder and curiosity, like a crackling in the soul. Curiosity leads to exploration and research. This, in turn, results in substantive contributions that are, to use her words, their own vocabulary of feeling. I look forward to reading the compilation of speeches known as a festschrift that will emerge out of Professor Spiller's retirement celebration. What saddens me about the culture wars and the politicization of academia is the inadvertent defaming of thousands of brilliant people who gave shape to American letters. Today's poem posthumously celebrates another one of those pioneering scholars of African-American women's literature. Here, the poet fittingly elegizes their colleague with a masterful blues form. Its music renders durable the legacy of the late Dr. Sheryl A. Wall. Blues Elegy for Sheryl by Evie Shockley. Sheryl wore her hair in a close-braided crown. Yes, she kept her hair braided in an elegant crown. Hope she was braid-bedecked when they laid her down. She was a preacher's daughter, a queen from Queens, raised by devout parents to be a queen from Queens. And you can tell by her spine she knew what regal means. Now, she was one of the earliest to stake out our field. Sheryl was among the early ones cultivating our field, spent years sowing seeds of study, and got to see them yield. She weeded our mother's gardens with tender, loving care, tended Hurston and Cade and Morrison and all with loving care. Our daughters won't have to search hard for the bounty there. If you wanted to see her glow, call her daughter's name. Oh, she beamed brightest at the sound of her daughter's name, mothered many literary lights, but Kamara was her flame. Spin a song of respect and let it slide into a blues. Raise her a praise song of respect with a B-side of blues. I got a tall hole full of empty, one that I'll never lose. Crystal laughter, diamond smile, wind chime laughter, sunshine smile. When she laid them on you, you could fly a while. None of us could believe that Cheryl's time had come. We were no ways ready to hear her time had come. But she was a natural woman, and nature took her home. In loving memory of Dr. Cheryl A. Wall. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is also supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts, on the web at arts.gov. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And find us on Instagram at slowdownshow.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.